Thanks for your company. It's the first of this year's big spending election promises. The federal government has promised to direct $1 billion over a decade towards the Great Barrier Reef if it's re-elected this year. More than half of the funding would go to improving water quality through remediating erosion, improving the condition of the land, and reducing nutrient and pesticide runoff. Some scientists, though, have said the money amounts to window dressing at a time when a warming climate continues to drive mass destruction events. Rachel Mealy reports.
It's a beautiful part of the world, but it's set to become an ugly election battleground. The Prime Minister travelled to Green Island on the Great Barrier Reef to pledge $1 billion towards conservation projects over the next 10 years.
And this is a big investment. It's the investments that needed for us to be doing as a government what we have been doing throughout our term as a government, ensuring that we're putting the reef first, because when you do that, everybody else benefits.
More than half of the promised money will be directed towards improving water quality by attempting to address erosion, improve land condition, and reduce nutrient and pesticide runoff. A further $250,000 will be directed towards reef management and conservation for projects like combating the crown of thorns starfish. The Prime Minister says the survival of the reef is crucial to the local economy.
From a tourism point of view, this is the industry that is more reliant on international tourism than any other part of the tourism industry anywhere in the country. I know that from experience. You know, 65,000 jobs that are dependent on tourism here. It's a $6.4 billion industry. And from that, all of the country benefits from the important tax revenue that is raised from the success of our tourism industry here and the many other sectors here.
But reef scientists say it's all for nothing if the Earth's temperature continues to rise. Dr. Jodie Rummer is a marine biologist from the Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University.
The number one threat to the Great Barrier Reef is climate change. Our oceans are rapidly heating up, and the outlook for all coral reefs, including Great Barrier Reef, under climate change is grim.
She says the $1 billion injection will do some good, but greenhouse gas emissions need to be cut dramatically this decade.
The world's climate scientists issued a code red for humanity last year, and Australia is ranking pretty low, even last, in terms of climate action among the United Nations member countries. We need to really ramp up our action to tell the rest of the world that we are serious.
Peter McCallum is the coordinator of the Mackay Conservation Group.
The reef has got a lot of problems, you know, from climate change is the biggest one. We really do need to act urgently if we're going to protect any of the reef from being lost through coral bleaching as a result of climate change.
80% of the Great Barrier Reef catchment is used for grazing cattle or for sugarcane plantations, meaning the rain that flows into the reef runs through agricultural land. Peter McCallum says the money could be spent on practical projects to restore vegetation along riverbanks to trap the pesticide runoff before it makes it to the reef.
So we can do work like helping farmers fence off those areas to stop cattle getting in there. And also doing work in stream, like building artificial wetlands that slow water down as it flows through the system and allow the sediments to drop out, and for the plants in those wetlands to absorb some of the nutrients that are going to make their way to the reef.
He says reef management is figuring as an important issue in the minds of voters across the region.
People here in Mackay as well, where the reef is a little bit further away, love their fishing. You know, they want to see the reef intact so that they can get out there and enjoy, you know, so part of the lifestyle that people live here for. And, you know, so I think that it'll be welcomed, but people really need to understand that this is just the start of the process.
Last year, the UN's cultural body UNESCO threatened to place the Great Barrier Reef on the in danger list. It held off after intense lobbying from the federal government, but asked Australia to report back by the 1st of February this year on the steps being taken to protect the reef.
Rachel Mealy.